there's a hole in my heart, and that's, it fills it up a little bit.
A grieving Bay Area mom has seen her daughter's name live on. Good morning, it's Tuesday, August 30th. Right now on KPIX 5 News at 6, how a neighbor's generosity is healing a mother's heartache.
Yeah, plus, Gianna, one Bay Area city is taking action to get drivers to slow down after a string of close calls. We have details on a street safety sting coming up.
And we're starting to warm up as we head into this fall weekend. Daytime highs hitting upper 90s in certain areas. We'll have more on that coming up in your full forecast.
And as we take a look at the roadways right now, so far it is Friday light on the freeways. Hopefully it stays that way. We'll have a live look at our Bay Area bridges and a complete look at traffic coming right up. And a Bay Area hoopster is set to make a new debut, getting ready for another round of Linsanity. Time right now for a look at this morning's top stories. Health officials are issuing an alert for a dangerous drug that looks a lot like candy, rainbow-colored fentanyl. It's showing up in the Bay Area. The powerful opioid comes in various colors, shapes, and sizes, and can actually resemble sidewalk chalk or candy. And health officials worry that it's being designed to appeal to kids. Now they're issuing warnings specifically to schools. Voting is underway on referendums in four regions in Ukraine on whether to become part of Russia. Now, Western nations say the votes are shams to pave the way for Russian annexation and claims of self-defense against Ukraine attacks. Now, some Russians are now trying to flee their country with traffic backed up at border crossings. This comes after President Vladimir Putin announced a partial military mobilization of 300,000 reservists. And Canada could see its strongest storm ever this weekend. Hurricane Fiona has already caused a lot of damage and at least 5 deaths in the Caribbean. It pounded Bermuda yesterday as a Category 4 hurricane. Now it's moving north and is likely to hit the coast of Nova Scotia as a tropical storm on Saturday morning. Now forecasters say the winds could spread out for hundreds of miles. And that is something Canada hasn't seen in a very long time.
No, and already in the tropics too, there's another storm that's beginning to develop, and it looks like the track right now is heading towards Florida. I was reading that this morning.
Wow.
Another storm in sight. Now, back here just on the West Coast, we're dealing with a different phenomenon. High pressure building its way in, warming us up as we head into our fall weekend. A very interesting thing happening for us, but we're expecting 90s this afternoon just off in our inland areas. This is also for the North Bay, too. For our friends along the coast and even into the Bay Area, we're sitting in the 70s this afternoon. Lots of sunshine to go around as we dry up for the weekend. High pressure really sandwiching us from the north and from the south. And this is what it's going to look like. That jet stream is just not giving us any cool air from the north. So that's going to allow for high pressure to build in from the south, giving us dry, desert-like conditions. Literally, I mean, take a look at relative humidity as we head into this afternoon. Stopping the clock around 4:30, we're sitting in the 20s roughly. But by tomorrow, at the same exact time, we're going to be seeing closer to 15, even 10% at times. We'll keep you updated on that. We'll talk more about what you can expect as we head into the rest of the week's forecast. But how are the roads looking?
For a Friday, not bad. Not bad at all, Jess. In fact, if you are up early getting ready to head out the door, there's some positives out there. No meeting lights at the Bay Bridge. That's the good news. We are seeing okay conditions along 880 and 101 through the peninsula. Now, you're not completely out of the woods. There are some slow-and-go conditions on Highway 4 westbound as you work your way Pittsburgh into Bay Point, but that's pretty typical for the morning commute. Also, there is fire activity on A Street and Belshaw Street, so try to avoid that intersection or that area if you can. Other than that, let's head to the South Bay. That is our other trouble spot this morning. We are keeping our eye on a few brake lights. It's actually improving quite a bit. We had an earlier crash here northbound 101 at Oakland Road. That's completely cleared out of lanes, and you can see 101 just slightly slow passing McKee, but other than that, it's quiet. So 101 looking okay if you want to take that early out of San Jose this morning. All right, a live look right now at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Starting to slow down just a bit, which means they're probably going to turn those metering lights on, or maybe they just did, and it's definitely getting a little slow in that area. But, you know, right around this time, we typically see the backup into or just beyond 880. Not the case. So still safe to say it's Friday light for commuters heading over into San Francisco. Not too bad as you work your way over into the city. Things pretty quiet there. Jocelyn.
All right, Jana. Well, this morning, San Jose police officers are urging drivers to slow down and citing them if they don't. They're trying to stop close calls like this one you're about to see. A driver ignoring a marked crosswalk. And the woman in it. She was actually a police employee posing as a pedestrian. The sting netted 21 violations in under an hour on Wednesday, at what point there was 50 officers with radar guns on the streets.
Yeah, Jocelyn, and Thursday marked 9 years since Chico State student Christina Chesterman was hit by a drunk driver while riding her bike. Now, she died just 2 days later. And this morning, her memory is living on in a new way in her hometown of Livermore. Here's KPIX5's Katie Nielsen.
A mother's love.
She was such a family person. You know, it just reminds me of how important the family was to her.
You can hear the pride in Sandra Chesterman's voice as she talks about her daughter, Christina. Christina grew up in Livermore with a love of helping people and animals and the color pink.
These are like genuine smiles. You know, she's really happy and she just loved life.
But as Sandra found out, the only emotion more powerful than love is grief. At 21 years old, Christina was a second-year nursing student at Chico State, and on September 22, 2013, as she was riding her bike home from the library, she was hit and killed by a drunk driver.
I don't want people to remember the day that she died. I want people to remember all the days that she lived.
My God, I haven't seen you in the longest time.
That's where Rose Smith comes in.
It seems like forever. Oh, goodness gracious.
She and her late husband, Chuck, owned the ranch behind the Chesterman's house.
Christina came over daily. Right after school.
When they sold the land to a developer a year and a half ago, they put one stipulation in place. The street into the neighborhood had to be named after Christina.
She was like a child to me. I want her name to be there. I want it to be forever.
The city of Livermore installed the street sign just last week, Bella Christina Lane, a sign that's visible from Christina's bedroom window, a permanent memorial to a daughter who was taken too soon, and a mother still reeling from an unimaginable loss.
There's a hole in my heart, and that's, it fills it up a little bit and takes that away a little, just to know that her memory will go on.
In Livermore, Katie Nielsen, KPIX5.
A way to remember her now. The driver who hit Christina served 7 years in prison for her death. After he got out, he was arrested again on federal drug charges. He will be sentenced next month.